This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves. I need that mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. As we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase. Have your way, Lord. Have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my wife right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we touch and agree. Prophetess Lisa Tebow and myself. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to lift up that name that's above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God our Father. Thank you in advance for answering prayers on a request, but most of all with salvation to go forth. And the kingdom of God may grow in Jesus' precious and holy name. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, man, I'd like you to open up to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Also here, in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, a question may be asked when we talk about, for we walk by faith, not by sight. When we talk about the just people, when we talk about those that are the just are those who believe, hallelujah, who believe God's word and believe in God and in the faith of God's word. Amen. Romans 1, verse 16 and 17 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Beloved, again, the just are those who believe. That's what the next one is I want to talk about. Those who believe must live by faith. Those who believe in God, that believe in the Son of God, that believe in the Holy Spirit, all three agrees as one. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are justified in Christ, and His righteousness is revealed through faith. Again, we know that according to Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We also know that God is almighty. All power is in His hand. And in order for us to live or walk according to God's will, we must live by faith. Bible says that according to the Hebrews 11:6. A question may be asked, why is faith important in 2024? Well, because again, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So in order for us to satisfy God, it's done by faith. Yes, beloved, we can live by faith, by doing what Hebrews 12:1-2 says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down in the right hand of the throne of God. Those who believe, those that profess to be Christians, must live, walk by faith, not by sight. Believers of Christ, the believers, the just, are to live by faith. From the time Christ ascended into heaven until he returned again. Yes, we as followers of Christ are to live by faith right now while we wait for Jesus Christ's return. We know that he's coming back for church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. I'm reminded in the scripture of John 14:1-2. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. You see, one must live for God's glory. It is not simply just believing in God. It is loving and loving him. It's more than that. We have to live a life that is pleasing in God's eye and sight. In other words, our talk, our walk has to line up with our talk. Yes, beloved, all people, whether Jew or Greek, will be judged based on their relationship with God, not by the law they know. Yes, people of God, the only way to be justified before God is by faith in Jesus Christ. There is hope for those who will hold firm to their truth in God. As the hardship or misfortunes come, even as we are experiencing it now in 2024. Yes, beloved, everyone at some point in time is going to have to live by his or her faith. Child of God, you are going to have to build your life on your faith and endure your trials and afflictions by faith. Beloved, one benefit of going through trials is that they strengthen your faith. You see, living faith is living our lives as Jesus lived his life. It is obeying and doing the things he did. You see, living faith includes what you do as well as what you believe. Bible says here in the book of James 2:18-20, Yea, a man may say thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou do as well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Yes, beloved, living faith includes what you do as well as what you believe. Unless a man's belief is backed up by good works, his or her faith is dead. Yes, people of God, when we look at examples of God who lived by faith, it should encourage us to do the same in 2024. Bible says in Hebrews 10, verse 35 through 38, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great potential reward, for you have need of patient endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Not a just, no believers, those that believe shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So we as believers of Christ must not let our faith waver, but we must hang on in there. When we look at an example, how Abraham, who is known as the father of the faithful, exercised living faith when he offered up Isaac. Moses exercised living faith when he led the children of Israel through the Red Sea. David exercised living faith when he killed a Philistine giant named Goliath. God was with him and gave David the victory. Daniel exercised living faith when he refused to stop praying in spite of penalty of being thrown into the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego exercised living faith when they refused to bow to King Nebuchadnezzar's image of gold, and then they faced the violence of fire. All of these examples show that they put their lives on the line because they lived by faith, and God saw them through. Yes, beloved, a question may be asked. How can we live by faith in 2024? The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Beloved, God expects us to study his word, the Bible, which will help us to live by faith. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, making time for Bible study is a good faith builder. Beloved, living faith is not just believing that God exists. It is demonstrated by one's service and obedience to God. Living faith is something that we should have 24 hours, 7 days a week, not just during times when we are going through a trial. Yes, according to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Hallelujah. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Again, we are reminded that the believers, those that believe, those that have been justified, those have been justified by God. Yes, beloved, it is the act of God's grace whereby a sinner is declared free from the guilt and penalty of sin because of his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, the righteousness of God. Again, it is revealed from faith to faith. It is a righteousness that originated from faith. And it is a righteousness that is sustained by faith. Yes, beloved, people of God, it is not a righteousness that we can obtain, that we can achieve through our own effort or good works, but it is imputed, attributed to us by God himself when we place our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is a formative righteousness, one that changes us from the inside out and aligns our heart, our mind, and action with the will of God. Yes, beloved, it is not a one-time event, but it is an ongoing journey. It is not about reaching a destination, but it is about walking in a relationship with God, a relationship marked by faith, by trust, and obedience. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this journey of faith is not without its challenges and trials. There will be times when our faith will be tested, when we will be called to stand firm in our belief, despite the circumstances around us. Yes, beloved, living a real faith is all about total surrendering our lives to Christ and allowing him to transform us into his likeness. Child of God, live in a way that reflects your belief in Christ Jesus. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening. Live in a way that reflects your belief in Christ Jesus. It is about allowing our faith to shape our actions and attributes and attitudes. It is about striving to live a life that is pleasing to God, not out of a sense of obligation or fear, but one out of a deep love and reverence for him. It is about seeking to honor God in all that we say and do, knowing that our righteousness comes not from our own effort, but from the grace of God. You see, when we live in a way that reflects our belief in Christ, it allows our faith to shape our actions and attitudes. It is not a cause for pride, or it is not a cause for pride, but a call to humility. It is not a reason for complacency, but it is a catalyst for growth. It is not a ticket to heaven, but it is a taste of heaven here on earth. Yes, beloved, it is a testimony to the world. It is a testimony that speaks not of our goodness, but of God's grace. It is a testimony that shines through, that shines not with our own light, with our own light, but with the light of Christ. It is a testimony that is not about us, but about Christ in us, the hope of glory. Yes, beloved, the righteousness will live by faith. Bible says righteousness is given to us by God as a free gift, and it is received by faith. So, beloved, Jesus Christ is the only righteous man that ever walked on this earth. And we crucified him. From the murder of a perfect man came God's plan to rescue the human race. Yes, child of God, if you come to God on the righteousness provided by the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be accepted in the beloved family of God. Yes, beloved, those who put their trust in Jesus Christ are saved forever. This is the real meaning of the believer who must live by faith. Faith in God. Faith in his word. Faith that pleases God relates back to what Hebrews 11:6 says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, we can live by faith. Oh, yes, we can. With God's help, we can overcome. Because faith, God has given us the measure of faith, the size of a mustard seed, smallest seed there is. God has given us that measure, but it's up to us to build it, to build it up. You see, faith is like a muscle. It must be stretched. It must be exercised. Hallelujah. In order for it to grow, faith must grow. Faith must be tested, proven, and tried. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, with God, all things is possible to them that believe. But we must believe that God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. We must believe that he sits high but look low, that all power is in his hand. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that, hallelujah, has everything in control. Again, while reminded of what the Apostle Paul told the Romans in Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And as it is written, the just, the believers, the Christian, hallelujah, shall live by faith, not by sight. Yes, beloved, we who believe can be justified in Christ and in his righteousness on a daily basis. We must make a decision that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Let us walk in obedience to what God's word says. Let us go forth of knowing that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, with confidence of knowing that God has everything in control. He has a preordained plan for each and every one of our lives. that we may live a victorious life. It is done by faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in his word. Have faith to keep going. And with endurance, perseverance of knowing that God is coming back, that God one day, his son is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God, hallelujah, he sits up, he looks low, the angels are looking, and God is always looking to see what we're doing down here as representatives of Christ, to see if we're going to endure, to see that we won't give in, stand firm on what you believe, because God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Remember, those who believe must live by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory and honor belongs to him from this day forward. From this day forward, on all the way to the end. So hang in there. Don't give in. Don't give up. You have come too far by faith. God have deposited too much in your life for you to stop now. Stay in the race of life. Keep on being a participant and not a spectator. Keep on looking on to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for every follower of his and egging us on to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. We do this by faith. Let your light so shine in this world that we are living in. Hallelujah.
Save the soul that's lost.
Yes, it does.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, God is a good God, and he wants to set the captive free. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one that's listening, those that be listening at a later date. And we just thank God that through the teaching that was done today, we just hope and pray there was something that will give you words of encouragement and exhortation in your Christian walk with Christ. Hallelujah. So we just, as we bring it to a close, we just want to say thank God and thank God for what you are believing him for. We touch and agree with you that God will come through in your behalf in his time. Amen. Amen. That the prayers that you brought before him, amen, that he would manifest it in his time in Jesus' name. So, hallelujah. We just say amen, amen, amen. Have a good night and a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Always put God first. And you put him first, everything else will fall in place. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.